Everybody, welcome back to another episode of Discovering Delight. My name is Sia, and this is the show that I talk about all the things that are bringing me joy. I hope the sun is shining wherever you're listening from, and I hope you are finding joy in the little things in your everyday life. So for today's topic, I wanted to talk about a little something that I'm trying this year, while trying to be intentional about this year. It hasn't really been an easy kind of journey, but I am determined to try, you know, and I think this is the year really where I am kind of trying to take care of myself holistically and kind of rid myself of certain behaviors that I think are detrimental to my overall health and well-being. I previously spoke about the fact that I have incorporated going to the gym as part of my routine, and that has been going really well for me, and it's not fun. I still don't find any joy and pleasure in exercise, to keep it 100, but I do realize its impact in my life, in the sense that I find myself less anxious. I feel very delighted when I am able to get through exercises and kind of like build my strength, and also see that I am stronger than I was the previous week or the previous day or whatever the case may be. And last week, there's this uphill, because I also take walks in conjunction with going to the gym, and by my place there's this, like, it's very hilly, so there's this hill that I remember last year I couldn't go up this hill without taking some breaks in between. And during my walks last week, I realized that I can do that hill literally without stopping, with like me maintaining the same pace, and my breathing is more controlled. I just feel my body getting stronger and my body getting more acclimated to movement, right? And that fills me with joy. Like, in the moment, I'm not having a good time, but it's just to see that level of progress that kind of makes it all worth it, so to speak. So I think that has just been a positive addition into my life, and I try my best to stay consistent, because I know myself, then I start to talk badly to myself. Like, I have an internal battle when I don't do the things that I said I was going to do. Like, if I said I'm gonna do a 5k walk and then I decide, oh, I'm too lazy to go do it, then I start to kind of self-deprecate, which is not cool. And also my mood, when I don't do any physical activity, I can pick up now that I am very moody and sluggish, and I feel like the entire weight of the world is on my shoulders, just because I didn't leave my house and I didn't get any endorphins in, you know. So I'm very grateful and I'm very happy about that kind of progress into just my activity levels and exercise and like physical activity, and I can kind of like pinpoint certain areas in my life where this new routine has impact, right? So the other thing that I really want to discuss on this episode is my alcohol consumption. Hi, my name is Sia, and I am an alcoholic. Well, I'm not diagnosed. I just want to put that out there. Like, this is giving very much self-diagnosis. But you know what? Sometimes you have to look at yourself in the mirror to realize that, here, it's on the side of overconsumption of maybe, like, pre-alcoholic tendencies, you know. And I really made a conscious decision, well, I'm actively making a conscious decision this year, just to kind of like cut back on my alcohol consumption. Also because it does affect kind of like my activity levels, because when you drink you start to feel sluggish, and then the following morning I don't make it to the gym like I had said I was going to. And I also realized that those two things go hand in hand. So if I want to see the progress that I want to see at the gym, I need to cut back on the alcohol, particularly because I am about 70% convinced that my alcohol consumption led to my weight gain last year, because that was the only thing that kind of changed drastically for me last year, was just the consumption of alcohol, right? It wasn't like I changed my diet or anything like that, maybe even stress levels, but also that all ties it all in very nicely together into a beautiful bow of disaster. But yeah, so I made a conscious decision at the beginning of the year that like I'm going to be mindful about how much alcohol I'm consuming. And I'm somebody who started drinking very early in my life. I hope my mother never listens to this, but even if she does, she must know that I am trying to change, trying to be a better person, trying to be mindful and kind of watch the things that I do and I put into my body. So she should be pleased that we're having this realization. Better late than never. Well, it's actually not even late, because I'm 26. It's not late at all to have these realizations. But I started drinking pretty early, I would say at around 15. Before that, obviously, I had tasted alcohol somewhere, somehow, you know, I think maybe in grade 7, you know. I went to, if you're in Swaziland, you know this event that used to happen called Simunye Fun Fair. And it was a kids' event, but it really wasn't a kids' event, because wild things used to happen in that Simunye. But yeah, I think I did go to Simunye Fun Fair with a friend of mine who asked our parents, obviously, you know, got consent. And we were driven there, and it was nighttime event, obviously. Stayed over at like an aunt's house type of situation. And I think that's when I first had alcohol, if I remember correctly. But like, you know, these things are blurry in memory. But yeah, I think that was it. But then after that, I didn't drink up until maybe I was like in form 3. Yeah, so 15, I think, is a good age, if I'm remembering correctly. And obviously, at that time, it was more out of like curiosity and excitement. And, you know, a lot of those drunken nights ended with us being passed out, blackouts, with me in particular. I remember I never used to have a good time with alcohol. I'd always black out. I was that person. However, over the years, that stopped, thankfully. And I made sure not to drink to that point. But obviously, you do drink to the point of like throwing up and all these types of things. That happens to us once or twice or three times in our lives. Even more for some people. I'm not judging. Safe space. But yeah, and I feel like that since then, there hasn't been a time in my life that I recall having stopped drinking alcohol, right? And well, in college, we used to drink probably every weekend. I don't remember a weekend in college where we didn't drink. And maybe my college friends will come and say, "See, why did you paint us in that light?" But I just, this is my telling of the story. You know, I'm not, it's no judgment. And then COVID happened, actually. That was the kind of like the first pause in some of my consumption of alcohol. When COVID happened and I came back home in 2020, I think it was like April or March. Yeah, March of 2020. And we had lockdown. So I didn't drink for like a good 3 months, and then after that, because I couldn't return back to school since we were still in lockdown, and I was at home, and I don't drink at home. Like, I am very respectful. It's not my house, so I try my absolute best not to consume alcohol in that household. Also, because I feel like I have my house where I can do whatever I want, and when I'm at home, I want to uphold the standard and kind of be respectful of the environment that I'm in, you know. So I didn't drink when I was at home. Maybe I would drink when I went out with friends here and there, but also it was lockdown, it was COVID, we're not going out. So for that time, it was probably like a good 6 month period where I didn't consume alcohol like that, and it was very sobering, pun intended. Didn't have anything like cravings or whatever. I think I'm very adaptable to any situation that I'm in. Like, I suss out the vibes, you know, and I know that, like, if I can't get something, there's no use thinking about it. Like, I won't have cravings for it. I won't feel like I need it for my survival or whatever the case may be. I'm just good with what is here, right? And that was the case at that point in time. But then after COVID, after I graduated from college in 2021, I moved out of home into my own space, and I could have my friends over, we could do whatever, it's my house, you know, and I could do whatever. If I say I want to start drinking at 8, I'm going to start drinking at 8. Who's gonna stop me? Who's gonna check me? I'm an adult now, and I live in my own space. So I feel like since I moved out of home, there hasn't been a break. It's just kind of been like go with the consumption, you know. And last year was a very significant time in my life, where work was very demanding. The type of work I was doing was quite demanding of me, and I found myself running towards the bottle, and it kind of like became my support drink, you know. Even sometimes I would be furiously typing on my laptop, getting work done, and I'd have a glass of wine right next to me, or a glass of like some tequila right next to me, whatever the case may be. And my house was always stocked with alcohol, so I was drinking almost every day. I wasn't like drunk, but I was just consistently having drinks, you know what I'm saying? And I was more under the influence than I was not. Out of 365 days, I can probably count how many days out of that I didn't consume any alcohol, which is a problem. I admit it. I'm aware. So, that kind of led to a whole lot of other things, right? I think my anxiety was at its peak last year. My stress was at its peak. And so was my consumption of alcohol. And I got to a point where it wasn't fun anymore. And I just started drinking to numb a lot of my emotions and kind of kill the time. Also, if I was bored, I was drinking. Like, it just became unhealthy, man. I don't know how to describe it in any other way, but it was just a bad coping mechanism. And then, you know, that follow through when the next day you're waking up, and I don't think I'm susceptible to hangovers like I used to be back in the day, but I'm more susceptible to like the post drinking depression and the anxiety, the crippling anxiety that comes the following day or the following morning, especially when I've been out in social circles. I think I feel it less if I was just drinking in my house, but if I'm out, the following day I wake up and I'm like, did I say something I wasn't meant to say? I start overthinking my interactions with people. I start just feeling very shitty about myself, and I'm like in a very self-deprecating mood, and like I'm not grand, okay. Overall, the following days were painful, and that's when I realized that I need to slow it down. I need to feel more in control, even just like feel more in control of my time and my days. I don't want to wake up the following morning regretful. I don't want to wake up and just feel like maybe I shouldn't have acted like that. I shouldn't have said that. Maybe I, you know, spoke out of term. What did people think about this? And just become very self-critical. Maybe I overshared because I get very chatty when I'm drunk. I think that's my thing. That's my tell. I cannot stop talking when I'm drunk. And I tend to overshare. I tend to feel like, oh, we're all besties and it's lovely and I'm having a wonderful time and I'm immersed in the moment. And then the following day, I'm like, was there any need for that, you know? I realized that in order for me to kind of not feel that way, I have to not drink like that. And it's just, sounds very simple, you know, like it's just like A plus B equals C. And so I was like, you know what, I'm going to kind of like tone it down a bit. And it was one of my resolutions that I will be more sober than I am under the influence this year. I want to have more sober days than drunk days. And it's been a very humbling experience. It's been challenging because coming to the realization that I do not have healthy coping mechanisms. Right. It's very humbling and it's very painful, and especially when I'm having like tough days, and I feel like I've had a lot of tough days this year. The past 3 months have been hell. But we're getting by and we're making it through, and with the cutting down of alcohol, I feel like all my feelings were just kind of exacerbated in the moment. I felt things very deeply, and because I couldn't immediately run to alcohol, it was just very hard to kind of sit in those emotions. And I came to the realization that I was actually using alcohol to run away from myself, because I'd just be like, I'll just drink and then I'll pass out and I'll sleep and I don't have to think about certain things and I don't have to, you know, focus on certain things because I'm like, oh, happy, you know. And this time around I was like, I'm not happy, and now I don't have my crutch, and that's hard because I don't have anything to numb whatever it is that I'm feeling in the moment. And I actually have to sit and learn how to self-soothe. Scary stuff, literally scary things, because at some point I had a moment where I was like, I think I'm gonna die here. And I know that's an exaggeration, but like, I'm that type of person who feels things very deeply, and in the moment they feel very big and very heavy, that sometimes the next day I'll be like, you didn't need to be that dramatic, it wasn't that serious. But in the moment for me, I'm like very emotional and things are that serious. And I realized that without alcohol, sitting through those challenging times was very difficult for me. But I'm slowly learning, you know. I haven't cut out alcohol in my life completely. However, I'll probably like drink once a week. And for me, guys, clapping hands, that is such a big deal, you know. Like celebrating the small things, that is such a big deal for somebody who wouldn't go a day without having a drink. Or at most, maybe I would go a day, but not more than 3 days without having a drink. So now that I can clock in 14 days, that's insane for me. I'm just like, girl, you're doing it. And that's amazing. I'm so proud of you. And I'm trying to push it a bit more. I want to get to a point where I can go a month. I'm not doing big goals as far as you can see, because I feel like that will overwhelm me, and then I'll start thinking about alcohol more than I should, because I'm like, oh my god, 30 days, you know what I'm saying? But I'm like, once I get through 14 days, great, let's push it for another 21. Let's see what that's going to do, you know, and let's push it. Like, I will just keep pushing kind of like the line further and further, and just see how far that will get me. But so far, I know I can confidently say I can do 7 days without alcohol. And yeah, that's just been the one thing that has been bringing me not necessarily joy, but I'm just proud of the fact that, like, I can push back and I can take back control over my life and not feel like I have to be dependent on this thing for my survival or for me to get through the day. When I say survival, it seems very drastic, like I'm drinking for survival. That's crazy. But like, just to get through the day. And I think also, as somebody who lives alone, I actually saw a tweet the other day. Also, I'm kind of doing some sort of social media cleanse, because that's a story for another day. Actually, let's not get into it. We'll do it on another separate episode. But I saw a tweet the other time that said, one thing about women that live alone, ? And people were kind of like quoting that, and someone was like, they are drunkards. And I was like, ooh, come to me directly, because I think also the whole thing of living alone and not having any interactions with people, like physical interactions with people, there's a whole lot of lull time and boredom that I feel like at some point I was trying to fill that with alcohol, and that would also make me get out of my shell and make me want to chat to people. So I'd call my friends and we'd have fat chats, and because I had that energy and I was looking to fill that time. So there's a whole lot of things at play, but I do appreciate the fact that I was able to come to the realization that I need to cut down. I need to kind of reel it back in, because I was going down a slippery slope. And I think my body has a very good way of telling me when things are not well. And I'm somebody who really pays attention to my body. Like, not in the sense where I'm like, I want it to be perfect and things like that, but in terms of like things that I consume, I can tell, like, if I haven't been eating well, like, I can literally tell that I'm not okay. Like, I can pay attention to those things, and I can pay attention to my body in that way. And I feel like when I was deep in my overconsumption of alcohol era, I kind of let that go, and I just wasn't paying attention to it, and it was just like a cycle of not caring for myself and not caring for my body. And I think getting into the gym kind of made me gain that focus and kind of like bring it back in and actually pay attention to the things that I am taking in and how I'm taking care of my body. So yeah, and it's not an easy journey, and I feel like I'm really, really trying this year more than anything to take care of my body in ways that I haven't tried to before. Because also we're getting older, you know, and I feel like the things that I do now will definitely affect me in like 10 years time. And I'm trying to make positive changes and like make good choices day by day. It's not an easy road. It's not an easy journey, because sometimes it's not fun to do these things. And sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I really want to drink. I remember last week I called one of my friends just like crying and in my feelings and just not grand. And I was like, I want to drink so bad. Like, I really wish I could have a drink right now, but I couldn't right? And I chose, well, not that I couldn't, but I chose not to, because I kind of understood that that's not the plan, and those are not the things that I'm trying to teach myself. I'm trying to be very intentional. I'm trying to be very disciplined. And part of it is being disciplined in the ways that I take care of myself and my body, and just my mental health and my overall health in general. So I just self-soothed and took a nice shower, made me a nice home-cooked meal, you know, put on a face mask and put on one of my favorite shows, and just kind of tried to bring myself to center in that way. Whereas before, I would have drank and then passed out, and then the following day I wake up and I'm feeling lethargic and I'm feeling just ridiculous, because I probably would have called somebody I shouldn't have, or would have said something I shouldn't have, and I would not have been in control. And learning that is very hard, and it's very hard to stay disciplined, but I am very proud and I am delighted in the progress that I am making, with just all the conscious efforts that I am making towards becoming the girl that I want to become, the girl that is disciplined, the girl that sticks to her word, and I'm proud of me. I guess that's the end of this episode. But like, if you are also trying something new and trying to rid yourself of like certain bad habits, my advice, although you did not ask me, would just be to stick it through. Also, I've realized that like, it's okay to fall through the cracks sometimes, and not try to kind of like shame yourself whenever you do. I think at the beginning when I started this, and like 3 days went past and I was like, oh my God, I needed a drink. And then I eventually went and got a bottle of wine or something. I would kind of shame myself for it, you know, and just be like, oh, see, you said you're done drinking, but here you are, yet again, doing the thing that you said you were not going to do anymore. And I'd shame myself for it, but I'm like, nah, it's okay. You can pick it up again tomorrow. And you can try again. You can rewind the clock. We can go back to day one of sobriety tomorrow. But like, as long as you don't make it a habit, that you are using this thing to run away from yourself, that's fine. And I'm just kind of learning the art of discipline and self-control and mindfulness during this period of my life, because I really do want to master those things. I really do want to be that person. I wish to be the person who does not consume alcohol entirely. I think in the next 5 years, my days with alcohol are very numbered. And in the next 5 years, I'll be that girl who's just all the way clean. Sorry, alcohol, what is that? Tequila? Sorry, no thanks. I don't drink that. And I look at people who don't drink alcohol and I admire that. One of my friends doesn't drink at all. And I'm just like, dude, that is so nice. And I'm just like, wow, to even feel like you're not missing out on anything and it's just not a thing that you're drawn to is so remarkable to me. And I want to be that person. I want to be the girl who's just like, no thanks, I'm good. I do not consume that. Can I get, I don't know, a fruit juice, please? Like freshly squeezed? And that be my thing? That I would be unstoppable at that point. But at this present moment in time, I am the girl who's trying to cut back on my consumption, and I am slowly discovering sobriety. So if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to leave a lovely 5-star rating. That's all I'm accepting, guys. Like, I'm not even kidding. Don't leave anything less than 5 stars, because your phone will crash, in Jesus' name. Whatever you're listening from, if it's your desktop, if it's your phone, it'll crash in Jesus' name, because why are you leaving less than 5 stars? I am not understanding. And if you like this episode, please leave a comment, send me some motivation, let me know how you guys are staying sober, because life is so tough, guys. That's also another problem. This life that we're living in, the weapons are prospering, and I can't believe that there's people who stay sober. Like, what do you guys do? Like, I get it, like, okay, take walks and all those types of things. Is it like a culmination of everything? Does it then at some point make you very clear that you just like, I'm not going to drink, I'm not going to partake in anything other than the good things? What are your vices? And for me, who's trying to pick up fresh, new, positive vices, any advice? Like, especially if there's somebody out there who used to drink before and then now they don't drink, because I really genuinely do want to be that person. But yeah, thank you guys for listening to this episode. I appreciate you guys week after week. We are still growing. I hope you enjoyed. Until next week, bye.